Welcome to our podcast. This is Little Ricky Jr. with the news of the bombing in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. It all started December 7th, 1941, when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. This got the U.S. involved in World War II. Later on, towards the end of the war, President Truman had to make a very hard decision. The U.S. had discovered an atomic bomb and had to decide whether or not to use it. If they did use it, it could end the war for good. However, it could also kill many people. Truman ended up deciding to use the bombs in order to stop Japan from doing horrible, brutal things.
On August 6, 1945, the U.S. bombed Hiroshima. Approximately 200,000 people died. The whole area was wiped out. Many people died as soon as the area was bombed, but lots died after because of its effects. According to the article, A Survivor's Story, 88% of the people within 1,500 feet of the hypocenter were killed instantly or died the first day. 3 days later, on August 9, 1945, the U.S. dropped the second atomic bomb on Nagasaki. Around 70,000 people died. The city was also destroyed. September 2, 1945, Japan surrendered. The U.S. decided to help them rebuild in order to establish democracy. Now onto our story segment.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm going to share my story on how I survived the atomic bombing of Nagasaki. The bombing of Hiroshima, Japan was a shock to everyone. The World War II was very violent, but we didn't fully understand the severity of the war until our soil was hurt. We realized how real the war was, but never for a second even thought our home city where we grew up, went to work, and where our lives were would get bombed. On August 9th, 1945, I was at work on the outskirts of Nagasaki. I was working in a local coffee shop since I was only 18. The coffee shop was on the ground floor of an accountant building. The bomb was in the middle of Nagasaki, so I wasn't as affected as the people in downtown, but it was still a very big part of my life. At about 11 a.m., I was still going about my normal day at work, and then crack. A loud sound like the breaking of the earth pierced my ears. No one who was working with me knew what was going on. We eventually felt the bomb about 30 seconds later. The bomb killed around 70,000 people, including my full family. That's all we have time for today. See you next time.